92.5. Brooke and Jubal's second date update.
Nothing defines love more than coconut shrimp. Am I right?
I mean, I love it. It tastes good, but... Mm-hmm.
True love is coconut shrimp.
No.
That's what I've always said. And Lindsay, who's on the phone for a second date update today, will probably agree with me because she said she met the guy that she wants to call today over a plate of coconut shrimp.
Mm. I did indeed. I don't know if I would say love, though. I mean, I like the guy, but I don't know if I'm in love with him.
Okay.
I'm picturing already like a Lady and the Tramp moment with coconut shrimp.
Oh, that'd be so cute.
All right, so you love the coconut shrimp, but you like the guy. What's the guy's name?
His name is Kevin.
Kevin, all right. And tell us how you met Kevin.
So I was at a party a couple weeks ago, and it was kind of fancy, and it was catered. And he was working for the catering company, delivering the food.
Oh, so you were hitting on the wait staff.
You know, maybe.
Okay, I say you should always go for the men with the food.
I agree.
Yeah.
So when he came over with his coconut shrimp, I was like, this guy is the guy for me. You
know? All right. So how'd you get his number then? I mean, did you just ask him right there when he came up to you in a group of people?
No. Well, I mean, we kind of had like a flirtation throughout the night, you know, like I told him that I love shrimp and coconut shrimp. And so every time he'd come out, he would like come find me first, you know,
you're
like, keep that shrimp coming, big boy. There's a big tip in your future.
And I love your lines about the shrimp. I'm sure he really caught on quickly that you were hitting on him.
Yeah, no, he had no idea. Of course not.
All right, so who finally asked for whose phone number?
Well, like a little later on in the night, you know, it started to die down and we had a moment together and I asked for his number. But like not in, hey, can I have your number? I offered up that I was having this party the next weekend with a few friends and I thought maybe he could come over and, you know, let me get your number so I can invite you, that sort of thing.
That's awesome.
Okay.
Were you really having a party or were you just using it as an excuse and now suddenly you're having to plan a party?
I was actually having a party, yes.
Okay.
And did he show up to your party?
He did. So I invited him to come over a little early so that we could have some one-on-one time because I needed help cooking food.
So wait.
He's been catering.
You were basically using him for free labor?
Yeah, put him to work.
No, I mean, that's cute, right? Like cooking with someone, that's a fun thing.
People like to cook usually if it's not their job, you know?
Okay, but he's not a cook.
Okay.
He just holds a plate. So that would have been rude, I guess, if you're like, you can hold all the plates with the ingredients on it while I cook the food.
No, I didn't do that.
All right.
So he did understand that it was like a date type of situation, not you trying to hire him for your party.
I hope so. I mean, I guess if it didn't come across, then that might be why he's not calling me.
Yeah.
Right. So how'd the party go?
You know, I don't know, because he came over and my friends really liked him. You know, they said he was a little quiet, but a nice guy. I don't know if maybe they scared him off, you know, like how friends can get kind of weird sometimes or be like, you know.
Like follow you into the bathroom and film you.
What? Yeah.
What friends? Who?
Well, you said weird. You said get weird.
What kind of friends do you have, dude?
Weird ones?
Not that kind of weird.
Oh, okay.
My friends are a more subdued kind of weird.
Okay.
You know, and they'll say things like, the last guy wasn't nice to her. You better be nice to her and stuff like that.
Did you tell him beforehand not to do that? Because that is not cool.
Yeah.
I didn't give a warning not to do it because I figured they wouldn't think to do it. I don't know.
Except you think they might have done it.
Yeah.
I didn't think they'd do it, but now I'm pretty sure that one of them probably scared him off like that.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they didn't do that. None of them have confessed that they have, and I've definitely talked to them about the situation.
Okay. So how did it end with him? Did you get a kiss or a hug or what?
Well, like, I offered to get him a cab, and he was like, oh, no, I already called an Uber. And then it got kind of weird and cold, and he just left. You know, like, I thought there would be maybe a kiss or, hey, let's hang out again. But, yeah, he just kind of took off. And since then, I've tried texting him, and he just kind of responds with one-word responses, you know?
Okay, well, maybe one of your friends did scare him off. We'll find out. We'll play a song, come back, call him, and get your second date update, all right?
All right, sounds good.
Okay, hang on.
Moving 92.5. Brooke and Jubal in the mornings. Second date update.
If you're just joining us for today's second date update, Lindsay is on the phone, and she wants to call the quiet caterer who stole her heart with a side of ranch. She met this dude while she was at an event. He was a caterer walking around with a plate of coconut shrimp. They struck up a conversation. She got his phone number and invited him to a dinner party with her friends. Now she thinks that her friends might have scared him off because she has some of those friends who are like, "You touch my friend, you're going to have to battle with me in the alleyway outside after, so you stay away." Those kind of friends. Yeah. So that's why she thinks she's not getting a call back. We're about to get him on the phone and find out why love is served up cold right now. Lindsay?
My friends definitely don't sound like that.
Oh, they don't? It's so weird.
Yeah, they aren't like angry rednecks.
Oh, okay. I have your friends painted completely wrong. I don't know why.
Yeah. I will say it is kind of a ballsy move to invite a guy to a party with all your friends as a first date.
I didn't think of it that way. I thought it was like a low-key kind of first date, but now looking back, maybe you're right.
Maybe not, because you never know. Your friends could be like, "Hey, if you touch my friend, I'm going to cut you." Did that sound more like your friends?
No.
Damn it.
Still no.
All right, I'm still trying. I'll nail them at some point. You ready to give him a call?
Yes, I am.
Okay, here we go.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Kevin, please?
Yeah, that's me.
Hey, Kevin, how are you? This is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning.
Like the radio show?
Yeah, exactly like it. Mm-hmm. It is it, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Well, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like listen. I'm sort of just aware that you're there.
That's what I prefer.
Okay, so
I prefer people who just kind of know we exist, yeah, but don't actually know the show.
I take back my compliment.
Yeah.
So, Kevin, seeing as you don't listen a lot, or maybe have never listened before in your life, do you know what a second date update is?
No, not really.
Okay, well, it's a segment we do on our show where if you go out on a date with somebody and then end up not calling them back afterwards, they email us to see if we can get you on the phone and find out what went wrong. So somebody emailed us about you.
Oh, who?
Her name is Lindsay. You served her some coconut shrimp and then just sort of disappeared on her.
I don't know if I'd characterize it that way, but yeah, I kind of know her.
That was kind of a happy laugh.
What's that?
I mean, you sound positive about Lindsay.
Oh, no, I didn't think that she was that into me, given how we last interacted.
What
do you mean?
Well, I mean, we met at this party that I was working, right? And we were friendly and chatty, and I thought, you know, there's the possibility that something will happen, and then, you know, she invited me to this party at her house, which I thought was a good sign.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And she said it was like not like a full dinner party, but there's going to be some food and friends. But it didn't really turn out that way.
Really? She told us the opposite. She said that she thought you had a good time and was concerned that maybe one of her friends like scared you off.
Oh, no, I had no problem with her friends. It was the way she ran the thing that sort of ticked me off.
What'd she do?
Yeah, she actually made you mad?
Well, a little bit. She asked if I would, like, go by the grocery store and pick up a couple of things on my way over, which, you know, is fine. I suppose if it's a potluck kind of thing. So I go to the grocery store, I get to her house, and she and a friend are still, like, decorating and putting the place together. And she shows me to the kitchen and says, "All right, you know, sort of get started. I'll, you know, be in and, you know, check on you."
What? Wait a minute. She made it sound like she invited you over early so that you guys could have some one-on-one time before the party.
Yeah.
Not so that you could do her work.
Yeah, there was not a whole lot of one-on-one time aside from her coming in and, like, tasting the things that I was trying and making suggestions on how to fix it, like, you know, a little more red pepper, a little less salt, things like that.
So it was one-on-one time with you and a stove making food for her friends.
For the most part, yeah.
And then she criticized what you were making?
A little bit.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
So did you ask her about that? Did you go, "Hey, maybe you want to join me in here and help me cook"?
I didn't get that far because then people, you know, like the rest of the guests started showing up and they all brought like pre-made stuff. So, well, I'm the only one in the kitchen making the hot stuff. And, you know, as soon as it's ready, like, you know, I finish a plate of tomato caprese or whatever. Like, they come in and hustle the plate out of the room to the party, and I'm left there with empty counters and more things on the stove. So
shut
I felt
up.
Like I was working the party. I wasn't participating in it.
I mean, did at any point did you just think, like, I must have misunderstood what she wanted from me, and she actually is going to pay me for this?
I mean, that's the only thing that I could think of, given that we met at a catering event. She must have thought that, you know, that's what I do, you know?
Did she pay you for your services?
No, that's exactly. The thing.
Yeah.
She didn't even, like, reimburse me or anything for the groceries she asked me to pick up on the way over.
Really? She didn't even reimburse you? All right, well.
Yeah, I went to a party and worked it.
And
ended up losing money on it.
I think we need to be bill collectors here and try to get your money at least, Kevin, because she's actually on the other line listening and wants to talk to you.
What are you talking about?
I mean, Lindsay's listening. Lindsay, you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Oh, Lindsay, you dog.
Okay, well, what's happening right now?
I'm really sorry, Kevin. I did not mean to give you the impression that I hired you to cook for my party.
It's kind of hard for me to draw another conclusion, given that what I did that night was cook for your party.
Well, I think the key there is hired, because that means she would have paid you for
it.
So,
okay, here's the thing. Like, I totally, I think I bit off more than I could chew, and I didn't realize how long the decorations were going to take me, and so I thought that we were going to have one-on-one time more so. And I didn't mean to criticize your cooking. It was partially joking. I kind of have a sarcastic, mean sense of humor sometimes.
So sometimes you're mean to the help? That's not a very good quality, Lindsay.
That's not nice. Guys, okay, I'm really trying to... I feel really bad about this, Kevin, because that's not what I intended at all. I really wanted to spend time with you, and I thought that at a certain point that you were staying in the kitchen because you were uncomfortable socializing with my friends.
What?
That's why I kept coming back in to just, like, run things by you, because I was trying to connect with you, but I thought that you wanted to be in there.
What?
Okay, is that why that one time you came in and tossed me an apron and said, here, don't get anything on yourself? Is that what that was for? That's a bit of connection?
I just figured, like, you're a caterer. You love cooking. I didn't want to take you away from something that you love doing.
Oh, wow.
Yes, that's what I do for work. When you invited me to a party, I was hoping that I would be at a party and not another job on my off day.
Right?
Okay, well, Kevin, it's not completely my fault, because I didn't think that it would take you as long as it did to make all those dishes. Like, if I had known that, then I probably would have only had you make one or two.
Oh, come on.
Lindsay, do you hear what you're saying right now?
I do. I don't think I'm in the wrong.
Okay, so first off, you plan a dinner party poorly. You don't have all the ingredients for all the dishes you want, so you have me pick them up. Then I cook them too slowly for your plans, and somehow this is my fault?
Yeah, Kevin, you're a jerk.
That's the same recap that I'm hearing, Kevin.
Okay, no matter what happens, Kevin, I'm sorry, and I really do like you, and if you will have me, I would really love if we just did a regular one-on-one date and just forget the whole party.
Okay. Oh. Kevin, would you like to go out with Lindsay again on a second date? We will pay for it. We'll buy the ingredients. You can make the food. One more time. Would you go out with her again?
I'm not really feeling it. You know, it was just a little too weird. I don't think we know enough about what's going on.
Oh. Okay, Kevin, I totally understand. But if I did have a party again, would you be able to come work and I would actually hire you?
Well, what do you think about that, Kevin?
If you're willing to pay in advance, well, I'm game.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'd name a high price, Kevin, if I were you.
Not a successful date that you guys got out of it, but Kevin, at least you got a job opportunity. Yeah, and Lindsay, your next dinner party is going to be delicious.
Kevin, I'm really happy that that's behind us, and I'm looking forward to paying you a solid wage.
You know what? That's better than a date, I think. I've always wanted a woman to say to me that they'd pay me a solid wage.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Text in at 78592 says, that girl is terrible. He deserves far better. What a cheap user a-hole.
Wow.
Brooke and Jubal in the morning. Lots of people are angry at the woman in today's second date update. Her name was Lindsay, and she met a dude named Kevin when she was at an event that was catered, and he came up and served her some coconut shrimp.
Yes.
I've pretty much fallen in love with anybody who's ever given me coconut shrimp, so I understand why she liked the dude.
Yeah.
And for their date, she invited him over, since he's obviously in the food industry, to have dinner with her friends, and they could cook together, and it would be fun. And so we called him and got him on the phone and found out the reason that he wasn't calling her back was because he did go over there to hang out with her friends, but he was in the kitchen the whole time cooking everything.
Yes! Oh my gosh, I would have died.
He thought that she just wanted to use him for his catering services. She would even come in every once in a while and check on him and then, like, rip on the food, be like, oh, this needs more salt. This is not very good or something like that.
It's the worst.
So he was like, I don't even think she liked me. She just wanted to hire me to cater the event. And everybody texting in right now at 78592 thinks this girl is terrible.
I mean,
and thinks
that
she actually did just use him.
I kind of want to meet a guy and be like, hey, why don't you come over? Oh, on your way, can you pick up some nails and some wood? And like, because I need a deck, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, she's kind of smart.
Right?
You should just go hang out at the Home Depot and start meeting dudes.
Right?
And be like, hey, you're a handy dude. Want to come over? We're having like a deck building party at
my
house.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's just you and me. But I've got my whole car full of supplies. Let's go.
And then you're going to be like, what? Why would you call me back?
So he spent his whole time in the kitchen cooking food for everybody.
Oh my gosh.
And then at the end of the second date, they decided to not go out again romantically.
Well, but the second maybe date wasn't romantic.
Yeah, the first one.
The first one wasn't romantic either. But they decided that maybe she'd hire him sometime for his catering services.
Yeah.
Well, at least they both got money out of it, kind of, or services, I guess.
Yeah, I guess it's a successful second date update.
Yeah.
You know,
kinda.
Most of them end with the people just hating each other. At least these two can have like a business situation.
Right?
He can make some money by serving food at her parties. Remember, if you want to do a second date update, all you have to do is email the show, and we will call the person that came over and cooked food for your entire friends and then didn't call you back.
Moving 92.5.